What is up, dreamers?
Well, that was...
How's it going?
That was so casual, I can't believe how calm that was. That was normally we're used to the whole, whoa, and you've just completely crap.
You know, I'm not always happy-go-lucky, no. You know, some days
I can tell that.
Do my control ways.
It was the 22nd of January 2012, and this is the third episode of Season 2 of Get Lucid. What is up, Smith? How is it going, sir?
It's going all right, yeah. He's just had a lovely... this is the timing, so ridiculous. I just had a lovely apple crumble.
I know, it's like we do it right after we both had our dinner.
Yeah, right when I need the toilet, we do a massive hour podcast. Ridiculous timing. How's it going, mate? You're in.
Yeah, I'm good, sir. I've been quite, well, not prosperous. I wouldn't say prosperous with the Lucid Dreams this week, but I would say it's gone a lot better than it did last week anyway. So how about you? Have you had any luck with your Lucid...
Yeah, well, no, I did get lucid. So
this might be the first time in history of Get Lucid that I've got lucid and you haven't got lucid.
Oh, what, when we've both comboed the non-lucid?
No, we've comboed non-lucid before, like combo breaker. But this time, I've been lucid and you haven't been lucid. And
been lucid?
Yeah, I was lucid.
Oh, yeah. I remember our little morning chat, actually.
Well, they're not really.
I can't even remember. I've got to remember your dreams as well as my ones.
That's your own fault. You don't have to. I've written mine down.
How did you do?
Oh, what, the old lucid homework?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done... I've managed to do it, so no lucid detention for me this week. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Well done, sir. Yeah.
So what about you? Did you write down 4 dreams?
I certainly did. In fact, I think I got 4 marks. I wrote down 6.5.
Six and a half,
maybe.
You finished mid-sentence, like, yeah, and I had a wicked sexual... and that was it. no more. Oh, yeah.
No, it's pretty much the opposite. There was no sex. I thought, what's the point of writing this down?
Yeah, well, you know.
Didn't even bother.
Well, we might as well chat about our little lucid experience. You know, I actually should really have read through my dream journal, because I've actually completely forgotten what it was. I'm glad that I wrote it down. Hang on, give me a second.
You are awful. Well, basically... we were doing our morning chats, well, quite regularly, and I phoned you up and you'd be like, oh, I didn't have any dreams last night. And then I'd be like, well, I remembered like this dream I had, and start talking about it. I was like, oh my God, I've just remembered a dream.
And we never.
And this happened multiple times. I was like, I'm personally phoning you up to get your dream recall. You wouldn't remember anything until I started feeding your beans of dreams, just juiced you up for the
time. Well, actually, that's been... how many times have you done that this week where you've actually, when we've been talking together, which is what we actually said this at the start, is if you've got someone to talk to about dreams, it becomes way more important, and you start like juicing yourself up and all that sort of stuff. And in the end, it becomes way more like engrossing. Like if you look,
I was literally phoning you up and the dreams were flying out left, right and centre. I was just forcing them out of you.
Which is like really weird because normally I can't remember dreams that well. And all it took was just like a little bit of a conversation, because we made a conscious effort to try and do some, you know, some dream chats in the morning like we used to do. And it's actually really worked. So I think if people take that away from us, you know, that if you do like dreams like this, then and talk about the dreams, like in the morning and stuff like that, then I think you'll actually start remembering your dreams a lot more. So that'd be pretty cool to sort of take away.
But yeah, no, I had quite a few this week, but... most of mine were just normal dreams, which
is still cool.
I love it. Normal dreams, like they're just like normal, but actually they're ridiculously mental.
Yeah, they're always mental.
They are. Unless you have my lucid dream where you just go and play Xbox and just chill out and say hello to your parents. Ridiculous.
Sorry, I was
just reading through my dreams.
Really? Where are you? Come on, mate.
Just ruined it. So, I had a lucid dream. Oh, no, that was it. I remember being lucid multiple times, but don't remember the content of the lucid dreams. And I wrote it down in my dream journal about this. And I even talked to you about it. So technically, I didn't really get that lucid, but I know I have been lucid. But what it was is that what I kept doing was I'd wake up at in the middle of the night like you do from the micro awakenings. And then because of that, I sort of go, oh, no, I won't forget this dream. This dream's going to be amazing. I will never forget this one. It was so good. And then I wake up in the actual morning. I'll be like, I completely forgot that dream. That was it.
Well, that's so classic. Like,
That's my nutting.
Reading back, because I do the title thing where you write a like, quirky title.
Mm.
It's I forgot I had these dreams, even though it was this week, but seeing the title down there, I instantly remember it.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got some weird titles for my dreams. If you want to hear a couple of titles.
Run down a few of your titles, I'm up for that.
This is Stuck on a Railway. Oh, piss. That's one of them. Oh, Chased by a Massive Dinosaur. That's a standard one.
Dream.
And then one of my favourites, Stringy Trumpet. And to me, when I read that, I can immediately remember the dream that I had.
Because it's
That one in particular was quite recent. And I was saying next to my mate, we were playing the trumpet in this big band, and we were like rehearsing. And the way it was tuned is it had strings all wrapped around the bell of the trumpet.
Right.
And like I accidentally broke my strings, and I was just in this mess of like strings everywhere, and the trumpet was all out of tune, and this bloke was coming over to hear us play. And I was like, oh, I've broken my strings, mate. I don't know how to play it. He got well angry with me. So, Stringy Trumpet.
Stringy Trumpet.
You know? That's it.
Sounds so wrong. Stringy Trumpet.
It does sound a bit wrong, doesn't it? Yeah. I broke my string.
But to be fair, I mean, really,
I thought we'd... I'll be honest with the listeners, because I really thought that we would have gotten a lot more lucid recently.
Same here.
And I don't know.
I didn't get lucid at all.
I don't know what's going on, because really... I had a bit of a cop-out of a lucid dream, where I know I was lucid, I know I was, 100%, and I think people have had this feeling before, and it's just frustrating,
because it seems like all that I do now is write down normal dreams.
Oh. Well, like, you know, I was told on good authority, if you write down your dreams, you get lucid. That's the rules.
It is very big but, like, part of it.
I wrote down more dreams this week than I have in the last 2 weeks, and I didn't get lucid.
You know, I actually think we're just kind of being pessimistic.
Oh, controversial. You what?
I think we're just being a bit pessimistic, mate. I think if we just keep going, we'll be fine, really. I think a lot of people have this same bit where they run into like a lucid wall of death. It's like, oh!
To be fair, though, yeah.
So.
That is the cock block of lucid dreaming. It stops you, man. It cuts you right off. You're mid lucid and nothing.
Something that, no, that's what I get. It's like I'm mid trying to find out some philosophical, life-changing question that I've just asked my higher self. Then a woman walks in and I'm like, no, go on then. You know, that's weird, because that's like the opposite cock block, where it's cock blocking you from higher knowledge. Very strange.
So there's no cock involved, really?
No, it's just a load of bollocks, really.
Exactly.
So really, we haven't really got that much to chat about in terms of... In dreams, then, really, because mine are
have been pretty bloody awful.
Like I said, mine are mainly just normal dreams. But we did do the homework, which is what matters, the lucid dream homework.
Yeah, but the thing is, I was focused more on writing my dreams down and remember it. And to be fair, I know I didn't get lucid, but I was really pleased with myself that I was writing down my dreams,
right.
To a really good detail. Like I've written loads down now, and before I was getting the dream recall back, but nowhere near as it is now. Now I've got it down to a T. I can wake up pretty much every morning, bang, there's a dream. And it got to the point where I'd remember a couple in the night, and I'd be like, that nothing much happened that one. I won't bother writing that down. I'll write down the next one that pops along.
Yeah.
I know I should have, but like if you remember five or six dreams, some nights I remember like five dreams, you don't want to get up five times a night and write them all down. I mean, you could do if you want, but you'd be up all night writing. Yeah.
You come away with a novel. I've heard that's how John Grisham writes his novels.
And I overcame my my messy dream journal writing by doing it in capitals.
Right.
So now I can actually read everything
that
I'm writing.
That's actually a really good tip, because my sister came in my room the other day. She was like, oh, is this your dream journal? Your illustrious dream journal? I was like, yes, it's my dream journal. She's like, do you mind if I read it? And I sort of had a quick little scan in my mind. I was like, was there any mentally sexual dreams in the last couple of nights? No. All right, you can go and take it then. So she like read through it and like she was like, I can't even read your writing. I said, well, to be honest, I was writing that at like 3 a.m.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. It's all about capitals.
Yeah.
That's how you fill out forms these
that
days.
That is how you fill out forms. Just to stop.
Exactly.
Just to stop retard sort of writing, you know, give you some structure at least.
Well, I mean, to be honest,
I think we're doing well, really, in terms of
I think we're doing well, to be honest. I'm going to give myself a pat on the back.
A pat.
For writing all those dreams down. And there was times when you wake up in the morning and like you can't be bothered to write it down, but I was I felt like, I sound a bit gay, but I felt kind of empowered when I was writing the dream down.
No, I know.
I was like, yeah, man, I'm writing this big mama down. I've actually bothered to do it, and I've got a good record now of this week's dreaming.
And also,
cheers.
You know what I didn't realise, yeah, Smith, is I went back, right, to all my old dreams, because it's in the same journal. I've got a massive, massive fuck-up.
Oh, right, one legendary.
Journal, yeah.
Oh, God, like big, that's disgusting.
It's like a wholesome soup full of dreams, right?
And
tea-stained dreams.
Pretty much. I went back and read through a load of the old ones. I was like, holy shit, I've actually got about... I had like 40 dreams written down in it. So like skipping through the dates. I was like, oh my God, I actually... And also I checked when I first got lucid in my dream journal. And it was like 2 weeks in. So I reckon next week, mate.
Oh, it's the legendary two-weeker.
It's the two-weeker, yeah. That's what's going to happen. You know... Oh no, I better not say that story. I was going to say the story of Hart and the two-dayer. Better not do that. Don't worry about that. That's for another time. If anyone's listening from school, they know Hart and the two-dayer. They would know.
So, yeah. Well, I mean, like, to be honest, we might as well.
If we haven't really got much more to say, I don't think, on that subject. And Anna,
see you later
this week. So, but we do have a lot to talk about in terms of topics. One of which is the massive release this week of the Lucidity Web Saga. And the other guys, you know, Cody and all the others that are involved in that, have finally released episode 6 of...
It's absolutely outrageous.
However, Smith, we can't talk too much about it because don't want to be spoiling it. And also, not everyone's had the opportunity because Sean and Danny are trying to split the releases out. But we've managed to have a sneak peek at the whole lot. So we're quite lucky in that. So I don't think we should...
It's absolutely amazing. It's so good. And like, they've put so much work into it. It's basically the tits. That's the only way to describe
Everyone check it out. That should be at thirdproductions.com. You can find it on there. Type in Lucidity Web Saga. You can find it out. And if anyone actually has some cool Lucid Dream media that they've made themselves, email it to us or, you know, post it on our Facebook. We'll give it a little chat about. I think we're trying to sort of go towards this more media focus, I think, aren't we, Smith? Like, giving people a chance to, you know, have a platform to show their lucid dreaming material, really. So
that's what this mysterious website
is. That is what the website's about.
Pop out.
So
this Messiah website is coming.
But yeah, I mean, I wanted to chat about lucid dreaming in the media anyway, sort of. As a general sort of, I know we've kind of covered this before, like I know we've done film before and stuff like that, but I think we should really talk about how lucid dreaming gets its name from the media, you know, from films, from music, from, because I mean, even bands like Franz Ferdinand, didn't they write a song that was called Lucid Dreams?
Yeah, exactly. And I listened to that song before I even knew about Lucid Dreams. And I was just like, it's a pretty good song.
I mean, they did write some other songs, you know, like my...
I mean, they were massively off their face. They wrote that out.
it's weird because they wrote that about, you know, dancing in a homosexual bar. And then they're like, oh yeah, Lucid Dreams, mate, yeah. Like a massive, massive comparison.
But yeah, I think, do you think, right?
Because the old saying here is any press is good press. But do you necessarily agree with that in terms of lucid dreaming press? Because at the moment... There's not many things that are really giving one good information. Two,
mate, they've got the double page advert in the Daily Mirror, which is Inception. That is the best advert going for it.
What?
I mean, that thing is the best like thing to get lucid dreaming out there in the media. What was the question?
you say I've lost it. I think you're going, mate. Also, before we
what do you mean I'm going? Where am I going?
Someone's just said in the chat, did you get that sweater for Christmas?
Yes, I did. I did get it for Christmas.
And he also got another one for Christmas.
Which is currently in the wash, but, you know.
He rotates between the two.
Oh, dear.
But, yeah, no, I was saying how... do you think that lucid dreaming in the media is good, basically? Is pretty much what I was trying to get at.
Yeah, of course.
No, but
is.
I said if you take away the fact that a lot of it doesn't give proper information... You know, et cetera, et cetera. And it's not necessarily actually revolving around lucid dreaming. It's more just kind of like, take example.
Like tickling your goat, but not actually giving you the message about
I mean, Inception, yeah, of course, it was a massive deal and it was to do with dreams and lucid dreaming. But do you feel it helped lucid dreaming in a way, or do you think it was bad?
No, very good.
Very good.
I feel scale. Very good. Because basically after seeing it, that's what got me into it.
And do you think that's the way that people will go? Do you think that in like the media?
Well, like, no, it's just that I didn't really know much about it until I saw this film. And I was like, the idea just clicked with me. So, it got me tantalising about lucid dreaming a bit. So it's good to have something out there to get you involved in it. Like, get you start questioning about it. I mean, if the film was like clear cut, this is what lucid dreaming is, this is stabilisation techniques and all that, then it wouldn't be a good film, but, it might be.
Nah, it probably wouldn't be, to be fair. That'd be quite boring. So.
Lucid
dreaming media is good, but I know, like, Franz Ferdinand's lucid dreams and the whole Vanilla Sky and whatever, all those other things, it's like hidden, it's hidden in the film. Like, unless you know about lucid dreaming, then it's not like in your face telling you about it. But I think any press is good press, unless like it's the press of your lucid dream and you've done murder, and then they're like, oh, it's because he's into lucid dreaming.
Yeah, that's
what I was going to
try and get at, because like, we talked about this Jared Loughner, I think his name was, subject before. And if people haven't heard of this or don't know about this, he was the guy that went on some sort of killing spree in America last year. And it was politically driven, like, and he was just a bit of a nutter, to be fair. And, well, a bit of. I mean, he was a massive nutface, but he was covered in salt, Smith. He was dry roasted.
Awful.
And pretty much he went on, like, a mental killing spree. And they later on found out that he was massively into lucid dreaming. And then they were like, oh, my God, lucid dreaming is so awful. Oh, yeah. No one can do it. So do you think that helped?
Definitely not.
You said that's why I asked the question right at the start. Any press is good press. Do you know when it's this bad?
Yeah. But like
detrimental.
It's because it's obviously because the people that don't know about it are giving it that sort of press.
Right.
Like if you actually knew about lucid dreaming, you'd realise that it's not just for the mentals. It's for the normal people as well. It's nothing to do with murder at all. Like literally, what's the link? It's just
the thing is, I think what the problem with that
it's just because it's a bit out there, and it's a bit like a bit most people, if you start talking about this stuff, like especially when you're so casual about it, they think you're a bit it's a bit weird, like, well, what do you want to do that for? So anything that's a bit like superstitious or seems a bit airy fairy, right. Like if they're just going to think it's bad, like if this bloke's killed and it's like, oh, it's because of lucid dream. What's that? Oh, it's to do with your mind and dreams. Oh, yeah, definitely. It's definitely because of that.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I think people have this stigma with all of, like, dreaming and stuff. They kind of think it's, like, religious almost. And because of that, when people use the word, like, spiritual or, you know, use your astral projection.
You've got to have a little bit of spiritual, yeah. I mean, the astral body does sound a bit...
Yeah, mental. I mean, to us, it seems quite... It's weird because it almost seems rational to us because we've talked about this for so long. And we're starting to really understand a lot of things, and it's really enjoyable experiences and blah, blah, blah. But the problem is that people that are fresh to it, do you remember when we first started trying to explain what, like, astral projection was and, like, exploding out of your body and what you can do in a lucid dream to people that didn't know about it?
Until you've experienced it, it seems quite natural to talk about
it.
But if someone told me about that a couple of years ago, I'd just be like, get out, mate. What are you chatting about?
Yeah, but would you, though, really? I don't know. It's quite weird.
Like, I had a bloke at work the other day, and he was like, he knew I was into lucid dreaming. He goes, is it lucid dreaming when, like, I write something down and you find it in a dream and then find out what I wrote? And I go, oh, that's basically what, I've never done that, but that's what astral projection's leading towards.
That's like dream sharing and stuff, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, like the whole thing that you can astral project out your body and still see stuff in the real world.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's just astral projection. He's like, what the hell is that? I was like, well, basically you've got two bodies and you come out your body at night. And he was like
a vampire.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to work. Yeah. He just wasn't having any of it. But...
It does. It's quite
weird because also this is where I was going to go with this, right? Is that because of all these like lucid dreaming media outlet type things, like you've got massive websites like Dreamviews, you've got a huge following of people, you know, for example, Rhys Jones on YouTube,
DJ Jonesy.
You've got
I haven't seen much of him. Is he still going?
I don't know what he's doing, but he's from Essex as well, lads. So, but yeah, then you've got people like you know DJ LaBee and Wagon Wheel, and And obviously people like Sean and Danny who are doing like independent sort of stuff. And I mean, even us, really, we're trying to push the boundaries of lucid dreaming for everyone as well. And you've got all these sort of media outlets. Do you think that now it's becoming more accepted in day-to-day life? Like, do you think that you can go up to a random person and say, oh, look, have you heard about lucid dreaming? Because I...
Oh, mate, I'm always itching to do that, though. Yeah. But, like, because of the response that you usually get, I'm like, oh, I won't bother. Like, I don't know. Have you had that experience, like, when we're trying to talk to people about lucid dreaming and decide not to because you think they might think you're a nutter?
I don't know. It's kind of... I don't know. I'm a little less enthusiastic as you are. You're a bit like, oh my god, lucid dream.
Yeah, I know. So I have to hold myself back. So like, I'll be chatting to someone, but like, oh.
I'll try and like, I try and calmly, you know, bring them into my way of thought. But it's, I don't know. It's a weird thing to talk about, really, because at the end of the day, we can only explain about, of what we've.
At the end of the day, experience. It's better than talking about the weather, isn't it?
Oh like, yeah. But I mean,
oh, do you ever...
I didn't mean it like that. I meant like it's weird for us to talk about this now because we can only sort of talk about what we've, you know, what we've experienced, right? So you've got all these ridiculous people that we've ever talked to and we've got all the reactions from all the people that we've talked to. But other people, I know for a fact that I've talked to a lot of people and they've said, oh, no, I can't tell any of my friends about it because I think they think I'm a nutter, you know, and stuff like that. And it's like for me and you, it's quite natural to try and involve people in it. And everyone I know...
Well, I do talk about the whole dream thing so casually now, but I'm also still quite aware that some people are just like, what are you on about, mate? Yeah. Like, especially if you're chatting to like a bloke, it's just like a builder. It's like, yeah, I was just writing down my dreams last night. It's like, what do you want to be doing that for, son? I've got to do this foundation. Stop chatting about your dreams. Like, it depends who you talk to about it, I guess. Like, I've got some guys at work who are like the same sort of thinking of me, and they've done it. I mean, there was a girl at work who I told about lucid dreaming, and I told her about like reality tests and like doing the light switch. And then one night she had a dream, and she was in her old bedroom, like because she'd moved house.
Right.
And then she did the light switch. Like she was telling me it's at work. She did the light switch because I told her like give it a go. And she came into work and she was just like, oh my God. I was like, Jesus, like, it's actually real. Like, you can, she said it felt so real and everything, getting all excited. And I go, see, Inception is real, basically. Yeah. And she's like, oh yeah, it is. But like, as the week went on, her enthusiasm diminished because obviously it sort of went as the
it's
week went
like
on.
It's almost a novelty for a lot of people, isn't it?
But because now she's had the taste for it, and I know I can talk about it a bit more comfortably with her. I'll just be down the corridor. I'm like, oh, tell me your dream, love. Or like, how'd it go last night? Everyone else is just like, what is he on about? Why is he shouting down the corridor? How are your dreams going?
Why is he so obsessed with dreaming?
Exactly. It's one of the things I love talking about a lot. So I'm also aware of like people thinking, oh, is he just going to go on about bloody dreaming again?
Yeah, I know what you mean by that, yeah.
I told you to make the tea. So harping on, don't get on your soapbox.
That is the problem, I think, is because we're so passionate
about it.
Yeah,
so I feel
it.
Like that.
Yeah.
So like, I have to contain myself sometimes, and I'll just do a little reality test just to give me that little lucid high that I need throughout the day. That's it. You just do a quick one when no one's looking.
Well, I think we covered that quite well. I thought that was quite a good little topic there,
chatting about.
About how it affects
us. I don't know what we're talking about.
Oh dear. Well, we've got loads
to talk about. You said that we didn't, but we do. I've got, might as well try and move it on a bit because we got this and something else to talk about. The Lucid Homework, which we've tried to introduce. Instead of our Lucid 101, we've now got the Lucid Homework. And I do apologise for last week. We did have some weird lag stuff that was going mental.
I'll tell you, it's a little robot.
Smith was an alter robot where you couldn't even hear what you were saying.
I mean,
and that was annoying because that was the Lucid Homework. We had a school bell. We had kids cheering. No,
we went all out. We went all out
and
for it.
And I got
it,
so demoralised. I watched it back. I watched it back specifically for that moment, Smith. I watched it back. I was like, come on, where's this cheer? Where's the kids cheering and the bell? And then nothing.
Nothing. Silence. I
was so pissed off. But yeah, so I'll explain it again for anyone that watched the live last week and didn't get a chance to listen to the audio because it is fixed in the audio,
the podcast. So what it is that Lucid Homework is pretty much what it says. Each week we're going to set a task
And if you don't do the task, you go to lucid detention, which is going to, well, I mean, you don't have to, but me and Smith will, where we're going to decide what the punishment is if you don't actually do it. The first couple of weeks are going to be a bit chill, and then we're gonna ramp it up and make it a bit more outrageous, more our style, really.
And as the challenges get more outrageous, so does the detentions.
So does the detentions, yeah. So, and we're hoping that it just, you know, brings a bit more fun, gives people a bit more of a goal. Last week's was to write 4 dreams in your dream journal. And as me and Smith said, we already completed that. So it's pretty badass.
Got my gold star.
Got his gold star on the wall.
There you go.
So this week,
we tried to think of like things that we could do around work and stuff so that everyone else could possibly do it as well. So originally we were going to do Wake Back to Bed. It's like, I'll try and have 2 Wake Back to Beds this week and see what happens. That went right out of the pan when Smith was like, oh shit, I'm only going to get like 6 hours sleep. So we've changed that.
Yeah, I'd literally do a Wake Back to Bus. Wake Back to Bus. I'd just be on the bus trying to do it. I wouldn't have time to get back to bed, so I'd just be like in the 90 on the number 3 to Central London.
Shit, Wake Back to Bus, man.
I like that. So
we decided that we're going to do naps, lucid naps, which is kind of Wake Back to Bed-y. Really, because I actually feel that I did more naps than I did wake back to beds when I used to work at Wilkinson. See, do you remember when I used to, I'd go in really early and then get home at like 10 or 11 and then I'd have like an hour's nap, and they were proper lucid haven. Like, I used to roam around the lucid dreams all the time. It was wicked. So
you're a classic napper.
Classic napper face, yeah.
You were constantly napping. See, I never whack out the naps. I think I've had 1 or 2.
I was the ultimate
really
napster.
I'm not. Yeah, exactly. I'm not a big napper, but I don't know, something I could get involved in.
Well, I mean,
in.
You can't wait to back to bed now, so you've got to do naps, and it's the lucid homework
yeah,
now
just,
as well.
I'll
so
just
you've got
a,
to do
I'll
it.
I'll just have a nap on my lunch break, shall I?
20 minutes.
Sleep on the floor.
So yeah, what we
the way to do it, the way that I've done naps is I kind of deprive myself maybe an hour of sleep, so I'm a bit tired, and then when I get home or whatever, I can have an hour of sleep at night, which is what I normally do. I don't know how you want to do this napping business, Smith, but naps...
Well, I'll follow the legend. I'll follow your secret.
The naps to legend.
Exactly.
So, yeah, what I'll try and do is... this week is I'll kind of cut my sleep short, maybe half an hour, to what I would usually have in a routine, and then that makes me slightly tired in the evening, so that point's perfect for having a nap just before dinner, you know, something like that. And try and, when you do go to have a nap, you know, do try and say to yourself, oh, I want a dream, I want a lucid dream, like over in your head, because that makes a massive difference, it really does.
That's a classic
technique. It's going back to basics, this, you know.
That is back to basics.
Just the telling yourself you'll lucid dream, and you will, trust me.
Exactly, because basically that's what I was doing last week, but telling myself I'm going to write my dream down, and I wrote down 6.5.
You see?
But I didn't get any lucid, so I've got to now say, I want to write down my dream, and I want to get lucid, and I want to see Sally again. That's my one.
No Simon, though.
No Simon, he can get out.
I thought you were going to be the Simon.
Well, I'll be whoever she wants me to be, mate. I'll be Barry Manilow. Don't matter.
Barry Manilow.
Oh, that's old
that
school.
That is weird. So, yeah, two naps this week. That's the goal.
Two naps. Yeah. I've got to have my naps on my bloody lunch
well,
break.
Well, that allows you to do it at the weekend if you're really pushed for time. So, yeah, right. Two naps.
And how long should we have for these naps, well, then? What are you feeling?
I'd say...
If you're cutting your sleep by... Well, how long are we cutting the sleep
an
for?
An hour of a nap. It's enough.
Hour nap. Yeah.
That's the way. Anyway.
No strong caffeinated beverages prior to the nap.
That was like you last year. We're like, oh, no, I'm really struggling with weight back to beds. I just can't get back to sleep. Oh, what are you doing then, Smith? Oh, well, you know, I get up, have something to eat, have a coffee.
Well, let's go for a run.
Oh, dear. You did make me laugh. All right. Question time. Questions. Let me find these questions. And remember, guys, if you're listening to the live show and you do have a question, just post it in the chat. We had a massive amount last week. Loads of people were going off on one about lucid dreaming. not so much this week. That's all right. we get a wicked question actually from Shane Miller. I'll actually pop this up on the screen.
Get his bad boy out.
Shane Miller says, hello, I was wondering if you guys have ever used or heard of a dream clock. It is basically, you can use it to stay in the dream world for weeks or even months. Someone told me about it and I thought I might share it with you. It's really interesting. So I guess he wants our opinion on it, because otherwise he's just sort of giving it to us. But yeah, the dream clock, I have actually heard of it from reading forums and stuff like that ages ago. But it's actually a really cool topic, and it's kind of sparked my interest of time in dreams as well.
So how does this dream clock work then?
This is from my research,
which is where
what they do is you go into a lucid dream and you pick an object, for example, a clock or a computer or anything like that, and you type into it, right, five real hours equals 200 dream hours. Press enter, and. And then try and, you know, subliminally, that supposedly is meant to help extend the life of the dream. I don't know.
That is really
cool. I don't know if this actually works to the state that some people say. Because some people say, oh yeah, 4 hours of sleep is going to turn into 40 years. And then they like wake up and it's like Inception. It's like, oh, cool, that was a fucking long time in that dream. Like, I don't know if that's actually the case. And I don't know if people have done that or not. It'd be wicked to hear from someone that's had this sort of experience.
That'd be outrageous. So like, that'd be mental. You could live a whole life in your dream.
But then again, what's this? Oh, philosophical. This could be a dream, mate.
You could have two pensions.
You have two mortgages. That is an old school.
And I'd be very frustrated if I got a better one. Because you don't know how the rates are going to go next year.
I'd be frustrated if I got in this dream, right? And I typed it all in, yeah? And I lasted for like, you know, 40 years or whatever it is. Throughout that whole year, throughout the whole year, the whole 40 years, I had such a shit, frigid dream life as I do normally. That would be the worst thing ever. You'd just be sitting there like, oh, for goodness sakes.
What if, right, you did say 20 years, you're like, oh, I've had enough now, I've got to wake up, but the clock's set to 40 years, so you just got to wait 20 years to get on with the washing.
In the morning.
Or whatever
you completely forget what your job was as well. You'd wake up and be like, shit, what am I meant to do?
I was a postman in my last job. No, you worked yesterday. Oh, no, I had an extra 40 years just added on.
But the weirdest thing is like you could do that and then you could go back to sleep the next night and do another 40 years.
Oh, God. You'd be mentally like 2050. Can you imagine writing that down in your dream journal? Oh, that would be ridiculous.
That would be a true dream novel. Oh, shit. You'd be like, I was married, I had three kids.
40 notepads.
That'd be mental.
But yeah, that's the general idea anyway.
And what people have said is that they've tried to, like, you know, make dreams long enough that they can go nuts on it. So, like, I reckon we should give this a try, really.
I'd love to give it a try. I probably won't do 40 years in case it actually works.
I'll probably maybe do, you know, a day. If that.
Yeah, a couple of hours.
6 hours, yeah. Don't want to go too
6 hours is all I need.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, no, that's...
So you just find a clock and you whack it out, right? 5 minutes equals...
It doesn't necessarily have to be a clock.
Well, it could be anything, but I guess you associate stuff with that.
Thing is,
that being precise all the time.
I actually read Smith, yeah. This guy goes, heck. This is quotation marks. Heck. You can even put the dream clock on a singing fish and it will work the same. There you go. So you could even put it on your little banana fish, you know, the one that got spliced by the scientists like last year.
Oh, that is old school.
We're cracking the old school jokes out today. It's getting ridiculous.
That's it. That's like, it.
Fish with bananas on their faces. Dawn French.
Oh, dear.
She's coming back. She wants more. Charity. Oh.
She's had enough.
They are some old jokes, but yeah, so yeah, you just put, and in fact he even gives the example, upon doing so, like, for example, I wish to spend a week in a dreamscape, say the dreamscape of tech, I don't know what he's saying there, to jam to music for 7 days straight. I'm going to go to bed and I wish to sleep for just a normal 7 hours. I key into my dream clock, which is an object that he's made in his dream, that's, you know, 168 hours dream time, 7 hours real time. Upon doing that, I then press the simple green start button and off I go. Of course, this doesn't necessarily have to be done on some dream object like my dream clock. It can be used through the simple use of like a heads-up display. And then he goes to say, heck, you can even put it on a dream clock on a singing fish and it will work all the same. So Yeah, so from the sounds of it.
You know what, as well, like, I think that would, you wouldn't have to really, like, you know, when you stabilise the dream stuff, because the clock is so reliable, you've got so much confidence in the item that you're doing it, even if it is a fish or whatever, you know that clocks are always bang on. Mm. So you wouldn't even have to worry about, like, waking up from the dream early, because you'd be like, well, I've set my clock, that's final, that's going to wake me up when I've had my 7 hours in the dream. Because everyone has total reliance in clocks, so you don't have to worry about yourself. You're putting your trust in an item to keep you in the dream, and that will keep you in it.
You know what? I've just had a wicked question come through from Frosty, who says, "Could you turn back time whilst doing that? So like you could live for like the 30 years, and then be like, oh shit, I proper fucked up last week, and be like, right, I'll just redo that." I wonder if anyone's trying
That'd
to do
that.
That
would be absolutely amazing.
Because really...
Mate, of course you could do it. If you can whack out 40 years in a 7-hour seat, I'm pretty sure you could rewind it as well. I mean, it's not like, oh, I'm afraid that function's not been developed yet. We're just working on that. Bear with us, and you'll be able to go back and forward. And save your favourite programmes on the set-top box.
That is TiVo.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. No, that would be really cool.
You could. I mean... I think it would be a massive mindfuck, like, all this happening. It'd be pretty cool, though.
It's weird, because really, like, time in a dream, does it even exist? Have you ever sort of gone into a dream and thought, oh, I want to extend time, or do you think, oh, I want to extend the dream?
Ooh, naughty!
Question.
Oh, that is it. That is it. Extend the dream. You don't need to extend time.
Yeah.
Extend the dream.
Because really, like, what is time anyway? I mean, you know, fuck all that shit. Like, time...
I ain't got time for that.
No,
mate.
We're not Doctor Who. We're not Doctor Who. And that was a terrible pun. That only just registered in my head. But, like, we're not Doctor Who. So does time really matter? Like, can you sort of just piss about in a dream and just have it as a dream? So, like, do you even need this clock to extend the dream like that? Or is it just all, like, a physical thing and we're trying to connect it to that? This is a deep episode. You need some fascinating to get
it.
In this one.
This is getting to my nipples. I can feel it. But like the, I know, what's his face? DJ LeBee, I think he was. He did do a test, or someone did a test anyway, where they moved their eyes or something to count in seconds in a dream. Right. And it was pretty near enough seconds in real life. So it, basically a second in a dream is a second.
That could be different. That could have been... counting seconds, like if someone says to you, can you count seconds within a dream, right? You go in it with a preconceived notion of how long seconds last for, right? We know they go 1, 2, 3. So you'd go into a dream and you go 1, 2, 3, regardless, right? But if you weren't thinking about time like that, if you completely ignored time in the normal sense of it, like the reality sense of it, I think it actually could be completely different. Because the amount of times that I've woken up in the morning, I've been like, that dream felt like it was, you know, years.
Like yeah, months. It does. Like, it's especially like dreams that you're not lucid in. Yeah. You wake up and you're actually massively right, mate. Because, like, say you have like five dreams in a night. And one of those dreams can feel like it's lasted forever, even though you know that it's probably only lasted like, I don't know, half hour. Not even that. I don't know how... But, like, you wake up and you can... I've had dreams where I've had, like, a baby and, like, I've had to look after it and stuff.
Yeah, I've had
like
that sort of thing, yeah.
Everyone's had... I swear, no one likes talking about that. Everyone's had a little bringing up a baby
dream. Yeah.
I don't know
why.
It
wasn't even my baby. I was just looking after it. And I dropped it down the slide as well.
Well, you're just being a babysitter.
It's not even the real deal.
I was a babysitter last night. Didn't even get paid. What a waste.
Spinner.
You should have got your dream clock, rewind it, and got that cash in hand before you started the job. So
that would have worked.
Yeah, but like you're right, man, because you do have like these ridiculously long stories, and you wake up from them, and your memory of it was like it was spanned out for ages, like a really long time, even though you know it wasn't in the physical. So why couldn't you do that lucidly? Why couldn't you sort out that so you get that experience in your dream?
Yeah, I don't know. It's such a weird topic because it's so metaphysical.
I think I really do think you could actually probably do that because it's proof because we have these dreams that feel like they're there for ages, even though they're not. So why not set that situation up? I mean, you can't fly in the real world. You can fly in a dream. So why not bend time as well?
Or if time even exists in it, you know, it's such a, it's really cool. I mean, you could pretty much do whatever you want really with that. So
I'm well up for it.
I'm juiced up. I thought that was a really good question.
Scrap the napping. This is the lucid homework.
Well, we need to get lucid first. I reckon this.
Mate, that'd be well too hardcore. Yeah. It's gone from write your dreams down to bend time and space. That is the next homework.
Oh, shit. So thank you very much, Shane Miller. That was an awesome question. I really, really enjoyed that.
That's really cool. I'm well up for that.
Yeah, I really like that one. So thank you very much, sir, for sending that one in. Doesn't say where you're from or anything. Not going to guess. Could be anywhere. So, but yeah, thank you very much for that. Oh, hang on. If time didn't exist in the dreams, the dream clock shouldn't work. Well, that's kind of what I was getting at, was that the dream clock isn't necessarily something, like the guy said, he said that it wasn't actually a thing, like you could put it on a singing fish. So really what he was saying there is that it's not about time so much. I think he was trying to say that you can just extend the life of a dream. Because really, like, time's just a figure of measure that we've put on, you know, being here. Because really, if you think that, oh yeah, well, all it is that we're here. So this is so philosophical. We're here for being here, right? So like anything that we're just here. We are.
I'm gonna put the kettle on.
anything that we do is just that we are. There's you know, it's just being. And the thing is that we try to measure it. It's like, oh yeah, I'm being for 40 years, like, or I've been here for 23 years, you know. And it's kind of like that in the dream world. What he's trying to do there, I think, is the lucid clock is almost a way of calculating time and trying to change it through reality, which I'm not sure it will work, but I'm definitely going to give it a go, whatever happens. So
yeah, well, I really do think you could extend your perception of the dream, because I've had dreams that seem like they've gone on for ages. So it's obviously you obviously experience it. So why not be able to control that, set that up?
That's a good point, actually. If it's happened to you before non-lucid, why
it's
can't
happened,
you have it lucid?
But when I'm not non-lucid, so why couldn't you set it up, you know, preset to go?
Get rid of it.
50 years, bang.
No, I like that idea. Wake that's up. Such a good question. Such a good question, or such a good thing to...
It's a really cool concept. Like, that's a really good thing next time someone says, what can you do in a lucid dream? Like, well, you can have sex and go flying. You say that every week.
Yeah, we do.
Well, you can bend time.
You can bend space and time.
Oh, Oliver.
There's loads exactly. of things you can do. We're just narrow-minded is the word.
Well, no, I mean, the other day I did the old duplicate copy.
That was cool, though. That was cool.
It was pretty freaky, I have to admit. Even thinking about it now, it's just weird. Yeah, there's loads of things. I mean, I had a wild... This is a bit off topic, but right. I had a wild, like... I know I said I didn't have any dreams, but I had half a wild. Right. Where I went in, and I was like... I felt pretty decent in control, and I went to this woman, this dream character, I was like, I said, what are dreams about? Like, what are they? Why do we have them? And she just like saying, it's about love and stuff. And like, she was getting a bit like sexual and in my grill. And it's like, it's about beauty and stuff. And I was like, oh, no, but I really want to know the meaning behind it. Like, can you give me something that would like be in relation to the other reality, like in the waking world? And she's like, no, it's all about love and... I was like, I don't want the love. I want the answers. Yeah. So I was like, you're not giving me... I was getting a bit frustrated with her. She kept on flirting a bit. And I was like, I'm not up for it. I've had my fill last week. I don't need any. Give me some info, you know. And I was like, oh, you're not going to give me anything, are you? And she went, no. Like, I think we both had a mutual understanding that I thought that she was basically like a thought form, like didn't really know anything anyway. Right. If, like, this, you'd get different responses from different dream characters, but she didn't seem to know anything, but she sort of nodded back and was like, yeah, I'm pretty awful, I'm just sort of off my tits at the moment, don't know what's going on. I was like, well, I'll see you later then, woke up.
Do you think some dream characters are like that, though, where they sort of...
But maybe you don't know, like, maybe they're just like, no, I'm just going to play with this bloke. Like, you don't know if they're playing with you.
Yeah, well, because we don't control it, that's the weirdest thing, we don't control those responses.
You don't, but you can as well at the same time.
Yeah,
so this,
yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh, man, if we're getting onto dream characters...
we could be here all so night. Like,
yeah. Like, I turned to that woman with the multicoloured face in one of my dreams, yeah, yeah. And I didn't even say a word. I just intended her to get out with my mind, and she got out the room. This one, I was trying to get information from her, but she wasn't giving it to me. She was... But it, was that because she was out of it and wasn't really, like... Like Robert Wagner goes on about this thought forms and there's other types of dream characters that parts of yourself and stuff right. That can give you information. Maybe she was just literally a belly dancer that was just didn't know anything.
Just stuck in your dream, like I just want to belly dance yeah. My way out of here. just stuck yeah, there.
But
put the music on.
Don't care how your hips move, love. They're not distracting me.
So funny. Dream characters, weirdest things.
So it's frustrating sometimes, like. I just waved to her and I was like, yeah, I'll see you later. This is just pointless. Woke up. It was like a really demoralising experience to not get that. I mean, I could have just ran on her, but... Ran on her?
Ran on her?
Got on her. Got on her, but, you know, I wasn't up for it.
Sometimes you're not, though. Sometimes it's more about the philosophical things. But the thing is that I never
actually,
find...
that is going to be one of the things I'm going to start doing. Like, I know it's hard, but like next time I get a temptation or I get a cravings, I'm going to reject them. Because I'm like... I'm fed up with going down that route with the whole lucid dreaming thing. So, well, that's what I did to this woman, really. I was like, no, I'm having enough of it. So hopefully the more I reject the lucid sex, I'll get more answers out. Maybe it's a trade-off. I don't know.
Is that what happens in real life as well? It's like you reject sex and you become some sort of Buddhist monk. It's like, no.
But I'm not getting none at the moment, so I don't know anything. So I can tell you for a fact that doesn't work.
Brilliant. Oh dear. Alright, well, I suppose that kind of is getting close to wrapping it up, mate. I think we've chatted.
We're wrapping this bad boy
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I mean, it's been nearly an hour.
I love that little side dish at the end there.
What's that? Oh, what the dream character crap.
That's it.
Right, have you got any shout outs this week, Smithalon?
I do, Joseph. Tim Post, I want to big him up again.
Oh, what? From, what's his website?
Lucidopedia.com. I think it's .com, is it?
Might be .org.
I don't know. Lucidopedia, anyway. Good. Just smack that out, because I love watching his videos. Mm. I think they're really good, the way he's done it. It just gets you juiced up for it. He's really good. He goes into so much detail about dream journals, and like he actually does a wild with you. Like he like holds your hand through the video and shows you how to do a wild, and he's got these cool camera effects, and then he's in his... Like, I don't know, is this building that's a dream environment. And he walks you through how to stabilize right. It and stuff. So it's really, really cool way of getting people into it and showing them stuff. So big up Tim Post
and
Juicy Webs.
Say, and
Thanks for hosting and doing all the stuff you do, the graphics and that. And cheers. What about you, sir?
We've got a shout out the Lucidity Web Saga, haven't we, sir?
Oh, the massive Lucidity Web Saga. Yeah, massive
shout-out. I know we shout out them quite a lot, but we've got a massive reason to do it this week, and that is their episode 6 was out. We did mention it earlier in the show, so if anyone's even remotely interested in lucid dreams and stuff, check that out. It can be found at thirdproductions.com, and it's immense. And
the music is so good for it as well.
Music,
I
yeah.
Absolutely love the music.
And, well, I mean, the music's done by Danny's band, isn't it? That's Danny Thompson, who's been on.
It's epic.
His band is Captain Squeegee, so if you want to check them out. And they're actually amazing. I proper love their stuff. It's like a mix. Oh, it's just they're just a really cool band. So, yeah, check them out. Hopefully, I know you said that you've talked to Sean and Danny, but hopefully we can get them on again and they can discuss episode 6. But... Oh, it's such a shame because they're releasing it in parts. We won't be able to talk with them about the whole thing, really, because it's going to spoil it for other people. But, yeah, hopefully we can get them on again.
We'll keep it contained. I mean, I think if you want to see the whole thing, you can email them a dream journal and they put it on their website and then they email you a password
so
you can watch it.
There you go.
So, I mean, that's... Yeah, get your dreams out. Send them over.
Get your dream flaps out.
Oh, fly off.
So, shout out to them.
Should I just run through the usual stuff? Run through the usual.
Get it all off your chest if you need to.
I've got to get my pad for this. That my whole
thing. You got to get a pad just for the end.
Yeah, it's like, can you? Hang on, right. I'm actually going to put this up here. Right. You can find us at getlucid.blogspot.com. That's where all our episodes are kept, really, all the audio podcasts and stuff. We have decided now to do all the audio podcasts are going to be out on Wednesday at 7 p.m. is what we've decided upon. That's
GMT.
Yeah, GMT, that is. The reason that is because last year when we did season one, the first season was all released on a Wednesday as well. So we're just going to try and split it up a bit and give people a chance to sort of watch the video one if they want to watch it before they listen to the audio. So yeah, that's out on that will be out. This episode here will be out on Wednesday at 7 p.m. GMT. You can find that at getlucid.blogspot.com. Also, obviously, we're on iTunes, so just check us out on iTunes. Just search Get Lucid for that. You can find us on Facebook at /GetLucidUK. You can also just search Get Lucid. Once again, you'll find us on that. Oh, there's so many things. All right, you can find us on Twitter at GetLucidUK. You can email us at getluciduk@hotmail.co.uk. We only got one email. Well, we didn't. We got quite a few emails, but we only got one question-orientated one. So it'd be wicked if we get a few more next week. We do normally get quite a few, to be fair. You know, 3 to 4. So hopefully we get a few more for you guys next week because we love answering
them.
So, yeah. And then finally, you can find us at justin.tv/getlucid. Please, if you want to chat to us in the live shows, register to Justin TV. And then come on at 7 p.m. GMT when we're streaming, and you'll be able to talk to us live. So we've had quite a few people talking tonight. We had mental amounts last week. It was nuts. So hopefully we'll try and get a few more.
The floodgates are open.
Floodgates were open, in fact. But yeah, so hopefully we'll be able to get Sean and Danny on soon. I'm looking to try and get call-ins working so that people can phone in whilst we're live and have a little chat, all that sort of stuff. So yeah, should be good. So
get the naps out.
That's about it. Any last words, Smith?
Oh, mate, I'm just up for this dream clock now. I'm pumped for it.
Such a cool idea.
It is so cool. Oh, but like, I think I'm going to struggle fitting in these naps, but I'll give it my best.
We'll do it. We'll be all right.
We'll do it. We'll slap out a nap.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening or watching, depending on what medium you have decided to release the podcast. So. Yeah, thanks again, and we'll see you next week. See you next week, everyone, and sweet lucid dreams.
Oh, get them naps out.